Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
Day from 4 to 6 is Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix, every day from 4 to 6 is Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix, every day from 4 to 6 is Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6. It's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Woo! Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Josh DiMaggio's last day on Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin, live from the Bog in Saukville for the ESPN Milwaukee Open. Beautiful day here. Gorgeous course. Arnold Palmer has given me a doozy every time I try and say his name. Designed the course. And I had a lot of fun out there, except I had to leave my group to come hang with Justin Garcia, which is never what I would choose to do, even if I had the choice. Josh DiMaggio, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling rejuvenated. Got new beginnings, a closing happening today, which is a little sad, but it's a big day. New opportunity lies directly ahead of me.
So you said it all right there. The excitement in your voice validates the reason why you have been traded, and you can go on Twitter at @ScalzoneBrust on ESPN Milwaukee, as we have a couple polls out there with the announcement of Ashton Rotman being traded from Jen Gavin Chewy morning 7 and 9 to a ESPN Wisconsin show across Madison and Milwaukee, these very airwaves. So Madison folks, if you're not familiar with Ashton, you will hear him officially on Scalzo and Brust tomorrow, but I figured it'd be a great time to sort of, you know, bring Ashton in the program. We could introduce him, his hobbies. We're also here with his good friend Justin Garcia.
Teammate.
Oh, so you don't want to own him as a friend? You don't want that on your resume.
Great sign.
It's fine. Great sign. That's right, Ben. You and I are friends.
We are, and you know, we're friends, and we work well together. You know, but one of Josh's biggest gripes, and I feel fine speaking with you, is that you said that I am hard to work with. Ashton, in your experience, what has it been like working with me in a professional setting?
It's a joy. You care about what you do. You always bring ideas. You want to hear what I have to say about it. I truly enjoy working with you every chance that I get.
Huh. Josh, to the contrary, please go ahead.
I feel like trying to get ideas out of Ben is like trying to remove some facial hair with your hand. It's just an impossible task. I'm grinding this guy down all the time trying to get, hey, Ben, you got any ideas? And he looks at me with a blank face. Is it me, Ben?
Yes, I get just really distracted by the beard. You have food on your face all the time.
Now here we go. You know,
No, I'm just telling you the truth. That's not a personal attack. And so how will this – is it Scalzo and Brust live from the Bog presented by Bud Light? We have executed the trade between Josh DiMaggio and Ashton Rotman. You will hear Josh DiMaggio tomorrow on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on 94.5 ESPN. Ashton Rotman being introduced officially to the Scalzo and Brust family. You're going to love him. I know there's a lot of Josh's
Ben.
Laugh is going to be missed, but, like, it's just a laugh, you know? You know, how great can a laugh
be? I can laugh sometimes.
Yeah. We'll get you there.
Do it right now.
Well, when something's funny.
Justin, that's unfair.
Justin, I've got a genuine laugh. When something's funny, I'll laugh.
You know, and here's Justin Garcia subbing for Greg Scalzo today, trying to sabotage Ashton's first day.
I'm trying to set him up and let him know, like, hey, you got to be able to do this. Laugh on command. Joshy can do it.
Why would I laugh?
No. Josh admitted to not being able to laugh on command.
I've heard Joshy laugh at things that aren't funny, so I think Josh can do it.
Is that a knock at me?
I didn't say what time it occurred.
Now, what's the relationship like between Ashton, you, and Josh DiMaggio, and how will that change, in your opinion?
Josh, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you and I are pals. We get along. Yeah. I helped you move into your new apartment. Josh and I are good together. I mean, we're great. It's not between us. This is not an issue between Josh and I. I think we're both excited for our new opportunities. We just wish we weren't caught in the middle of it, probably.
Who is the biggest reason why you are most excited to leave Jen, Gabe, and Chewy to come to the Scal Zone Brust
family? I'm excited to work with you, Ben.
No, that's not my question. That is not my question.
See, this is what you're going to deal with, Benny.
Gabe turned on me.
You know I'm doing this on purpose right now. I gotta see what I'm working with before I go in cold turkey tomorrow.
Gabe turned on me. To Jen's defense, Jen was the one who was trying to keep me. Chewy's.
You know why she was trying to keep you?
She doesn't want
to
work with Josh.
Because you're the whipping boy for her.
And now I can be your whipping boy.
No, I don't want you to be my whipping boy. I'm trying to grow you into a man.
Then that's I'm a Justin. Listen, it's been like Justin's battle for the last 6 years, probably.
Well, trying to turn you into his whipping boy?
Yeah, but he's mean to me.
Let me know how it goes.
He's mean to me.
Can you, like, document
this? I think you understand how I operate. I need a little bit of, let's call it coddling. That's why you and I work a little bit.
800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. That's the Old National Bank talk and text line. Old National Bank. Get old. You know, I plan on getting old with Ashton Rotman. My plan was originally to do this forever with Josh DiMaggio, but he turned on me, has blamed me for a lot of things, which has led to the trade. I want to hear from the Scal Zone Brust family, good or bad. Thoughts on Ashton, thoughts on Josh, things you're most disappointed in. I know we had Josh DiMaggio's number one fan call in and shed tears on the air yesterday. Leroy, shout out to Leroy. We love you. And we're here for you if you need any couch therapy, as we've done on Scal Zone Brust. Justin, as a friend of Ashton Rotman.
And Joshy, yeah.
I'm not on Josh yet. Mm-hmm. What should we be most concerned about with Ashton?
Oh, we got to be out of here, what, by 6? I'll say this. Ashton's a very loyal guy sometimes. But you're going to get away with murder with him. You're not going to be called out on anything. You're going to be able to skate by him, whatever it is. You can talk him into doing things that he wouldn't want to do.
That's true, yeah.
I don't know that the growth is going to come there like it did with Joshy, where he helped expand the show and make it a little better, introduce you guys to some new things with Ashton.
Justin, your negatives for Ashy were all things in the pluses.
Thank you.
For Ben Brust. Ben Brust is licking his chops saying, wow, what a deal.
This sounds amazing. Do you know how many times Josh DiMaggio has talked back to me and I've had to hold back a slap across the face, Will Smith style?
A lot.
Yeah.
Probably a lot.
And you know what? There is a lot of truth to the fact that Ash and I work together, and there is probably a lot of truth that whether I don't know if Ashton actually likes me or not.
I do like you.
He seems to act like he likes me. Josh,
yeah.
You don't act like you like me.
I'm not a faker.
Josh,
either
are you
am
faker?
I. Either am I.
Josh DiMaggio.
Yes.
What are you going to miss most from the Scal Zone Brust family?
I'm going to miss the family. I'm going to miss you, even though we have had our differences. I'm going to miss Greg. I'm going to miss the fun laughs we had, but the laughs are just going to be a little bit earlier, so I'm not going to miss being here late. I'm not going to miss being berated for not doing something that I didn't know I was supposed to do. You know, things along those lines.
Get used to that still, by the way. Just FYI. That's still gonna
okay. Yeah, I was just hoping.
Yeah, have you guys went and got coffee together and figured out how, like, each operation works?
Should we do that? That would be a good idea, probably.
Yeah, well, we're going to wing it for
Josh,
a little bit here.
We'll figure it out.
Look at our producers, Justin. Like, I'm trying to help them, like, and they didn't even think of it. This is why the trade is happening, because you guys aren't proactive in figuring out the best ways to work with your hosts. Remember, you work for us, not the other way around.
Right, that sounds a little... That's a
Ashton,
little far.
Yeah. Is
it's a little far, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You want to act like you're tough now?
No, I'm just saying it's a little far. It's fair, but it's a little far.
See, it's fair.
It's a little far, though, but it's truthful. There's some of it. Truth. Yeah.
See, you're right. He is so easy.
He's with you.
He is so easy, Josh. This is going to be my dream producer.
How's Scal's going to treat? Is he going to beat me up? Oh, by the way, Scal's already coming after me for my Oreo thing, thinking it's weird, which we're going to handle that this week at some point.
For those who don't know, Ashton Rotman has made a list of 62
64.
Ranked. Jeez, Louise. I'm done with the Josh Ashton thing for a second. There are 64 different types of Oreos.
There are more than that. There's about 80 to 85.
That's so stupid.
No, it's throughout the year. They're not currently like all available, but throughout
I've seen them bring in.
And the thing about Oreo that they just did, they just released a new Neapolitan one that they had re-released already like 10 years ago. All they did was change the cookie. Everything else is basically the same.
You know, for as good as you bake, your Oreo stances stink.
I don't think so. You haven't even heard my stances.
All right, well, let's just start here. Regular or double stuffed?
Double stuffed.
Okay, good man.
Yeah, all the
Josh,
way.
You're a single stuffed guy, aren't
no,
you?
No, that's Greg.
Yeah.
Okay, this is
answering
why.
Single
scales.
I mean, if I had to guess, Joshy. See, he laughs. Guys, Ashton, give him a round of applause, Josh. Ashton Rodman's first laugh on Scales Over Us.
That was good. I'm going to use that button a lot.
Do you not have that button?
I have one, but I'm afraid to use it.
Why?
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, Josh, man.
You're going to have to retrain him.
Josh is not going to be afraid to use it.
I'm going to have to retrain.
I got it. I can handle it.
Ashton, he's going to look at you and point at you, and you're going to have to decipher which noise on the board he wants because he's setting himself up for a joke just to hear a sounder.
He's going to look at you and point at you, and knowing Ashton, he's just going to grin.
I'm going to be yelling with my mic off. Josh, read my mind. What button do I want you to press right now?
USA. Greatest country in the world.
Greatest country in the world. See, you're going to... Oh, my gosh. Am I having buyer's remorse right now? Josh! Did we finally just reach the point where, like, you're reading my mind the day that you're leaving the show?
Do you need a hug?
I'll
give you a hug.
Remember last year when some people talked themselves into the notion that, you know, Chemi Ojeleye does a lot of things P.J. Tucker did, and he's younger. I feel like maybe we'd get along better with him. It sounds like the same conversation we're having
and
here.
And then he was just an invaluable trade asset.
It's going to take maybe two or three shows to realize, yeah.
You're not even giving me a chance here. This is kind of rude.
On Twitter, at ESPN Milwaukee, Dario Melendez in for Homer and Tony. He had put out a poll, which team got the better end of the trade? How do you guys feel about the results so far, which has Ashton leading the way?
I feel like that's accurate.
Were there only two options?
What would have been the other option?
Neither.
Okay, now you're taking a shot at Josh.
I'm not saying that's what I would have
chose. Josh doesn't deserve this.
You want to know what also happened here? Is I was voting the wrong way because I'm so used to clicking the Scales on Brust thing.
You voted against yourself?
Three times.
Again,
it was a confusing poll.
There's been a lot of pros and cons lists going around the office of good things that Ashton does, good things that Josh does, bad things. Bad, Josh, reading and comprehension skills.
I'm good at reading and comprehension and spelling. I'm real good at spelling.
Josh fancies himself as a reader but can't put a Twitter poll without a grammatical error together during the show. So you have him on that. But I don't know. The fact that you just read my mind of that sounder really is leaving me with a conflicted mind. This is Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light. We're going to let Ashton go get some rest.
God, I'm excited.
Gosh, he doesn't even have to get rest. He doesn't have to wake up at 5 a.m.
I'm going
to
be so excited. I'm going to get no sleep. I'm going to already be up at 5 a.m. anyways because I'm going to be so excited for this.
And you can listen to the train wreck that is Josh DiMaggio on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy morning 7 Whoa. And 9 on 94.5 ESPN.
Yeah, good luck, Joshy.
Thank you, Ashton. Coming up next here, Ben Brust, Justin Garcia, live from the Bog for the ESPN Milwaukee Open. We're going to dive deeper into the Home Run Derby last night because I'm a Home Run Derby aficionado. Josh DiMaggio and I were texting about it. We're going to hit on that next as well here. Live from the Bog, this is Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
We have the hall monitor back on air again.
All right, did he invite himself back?
Are we going to your wedding or what?
I'll have you guys know I was the master of ceremonies for my graduation right. from Lake Geneva right. Middle.
Hang
school.
Up on him, please. Thanks for the call.
Right. Cool.
Uh,
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed.
The Scalzo and Bruss family is very conflicted on the Old National Bank talk and text line. Old National Bank, get old. 800-990-3776. That's how you can reach us on the text line. Also, you can call us. We have officially executed the trade as Josh DiMaggio. People were asking. We have Miles and Madison. Josh still got to pass a physical? ? With the crossing fingers emoji. So Miles and Madison clearly wants you to stay. Yes, Miles, Josh DiMaggio, physical pass. That's why we put out the tweet with a picture of Ashton joining the Scalzo and Bruss family. We make sure that we go through all the proper protocols here. Ezra from Port Washington with an interesting idea here. Can there be a weekly Joshy appearance?
No. You're gone, Joshy. I think you want to cut the cord. Am I right?
You know, more airtime for me is always a good time for Joshy. So if they need to bring me in for a little something on, you know, in the afternoons, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Seems to be a pretty common trait there with the producers.
Justin, don't you think that the way that Josh talked there is maybe one of the reasons why we executed this trade? Just the Joshy, 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 Joshy mentality. Like, you know, it's Scalzo and Bruss, not Scalzo, Bruss, and DiMaggio. And maybe this is a little jealousy for me.
Okay. I mean, it's definitely going to be Scalzo and Bruss with Ashy in place of Joshy.
No, Rotman's not exactly a great show name. Scalzo, Bruss, and Rotman.
It's like a law firm.
DiMaggio, for all, I try not to say too many nice things. It's kind of a cool last name, like DiMaggio. Mm-hmm. Like it's, you know, Josh. Shut up, Josh. Ryan and McGuanago chimes in. Can't believe you traded Josh for a tall piece of ash. Very well played, Ryan. Weat in Germantown says, me and Ashy are going to become best friends now that I've decided to be a regular tester. But to be fair, I would 100% strike him out, let alone his ridiculous take on being able to make contact against Corbin Burns. Joshy, do you believe that you can make contact on Corbin Burns?
No, I don't at all. He's like the best pitcher on earth. There's no chance.
Good answer. Speaking of pitchers and last night's home run derby, pitchers play an important part. And I don't want to talk about pitchers in the home run derby, but you can definitely tell the guys who get in the rhythm are the guys who have the most consistent pitchers. And the guy who was pitching for Julio was just unbelievable. The little flick of the wrist, the guy had massive arms, bigger arms than Mark Chmura. And he was just flick of the wrist, boop, right on the inside half of the plate. Julio was going yard to left field. But, Josh, you brought up a really interesting point because I thought the exact same thing. When I saw Chris Berman, I had some nostalgia. And Justin, I don't know if you feel the same way.
100%.
Back, gone! Like, I just wanted all of that in the home run derby. And to tell you the truth, I don't even know who was calling it. Josh, do you know who was calling it?
Carl Ravitch.
Yeah,
Carl Ravitch,
Carl.
Who's like, yeah, they're baseball they, guy. Like, well,
they split it up because Jason Benetti was doing parts of it, which was good, and then it shifted to Carl Ravitch, and it was, you know, when Berman was still doing the home run derby, for me, you start to reach a point where the shtick kind of started to feel a little heavy, and you were getting ready for, okay, I'm ready to kind of transition out of this. But I think very similar to what you're going to experience in a couple of days here, it's the notion of you don't know what you had until it's gone. And now that you go from that to Carl Ravitch is fine, but there's nothing special.
That's what you said
about Carl Ravitch.
You said fine, and that's exactly how it felt. Like, I felt like when Julio went 31 homers and he had back-to-back 30 pieces, I saw the second 30 piece in the semifinals. Like, could you imagine what Berman would have done with 31 home runs? He would have ran out of back. He wouldn't have been able to keep up with it with the shot clock thing that's going on. Like, but I would have been all here for the energy.
I was just listening to Chris Berman doing the home run derby at Miller Park, now AmFam Field, from 20 years ago. We were at the anniversary of it last week. And listening to some of those calls was what we're talking about, where you could tell, man, Chris Berman is special. He's good at calling these home runs. And then you go to Ravi, and it doesn't feel like...
There's a drive. Is it going to go?
And look, the other thing that kind of did a disservice to them was how they've changed the format of the home run derby in terms of how it's produced. You're already dealing with a delay. That Carl Ravitch is calling these, and you're watching the guy hit, and you're like, what do you mean this is out of here? You're just seeing this one. No, that didn't make it. So that was kind of a strike.
It's kind of like they make it – I like the format. It's fun because
– I like the bracket setup, yes.
Correct. But the idea that, like, the idea that nobody knows how many home runs because it's going so fast, is the TV, like – accurate from where he's at, because you see a home run and the home run you just watched off the bat, they're still counting the one behind, right. And it just got really confusing from that standpoint. But I'm all for, like, having as many home runs as possible. Like, I guess a lot of people are a sucker for the old format. For me, I like the timer because the one thing that I don't like is what they did from the having a 30-second bonus and a minute bonus. It's like, what are you doing? Just make one bonus.
Yeah.
For the over 440. Like, because now you got guys trying to hit as many home runs as possible. Then they're also thinking about power and, like, I don't know. I thought, like, if Pujols was in there and there was no timer, like, I like that. He didn't get as many extra times because he was so tired by the time he got to the semifinals.
Watching it last night especially, it does feel like, and I know this wasn't the first year they did it, but now seeing this for a couple of years, it does feel like they've really fixed the home run derby for the most part, because when there was no timer and it was every other swing, you see guys taking time or just letting the pitch go.
Oh, my gosh.
And dragging and taking on.
And remember when they had you wait with the timer? Thank God they just let you pitch. When there was a pop-up, and, like, it was an error, they were like, wait. And it drove me nuts. But, you know, again, I was trying to get away from this, Justin. I still want to get to your favorite commentators for your biggest sporting events. Like, I got a ton that I want to get after for that. And I know you have some opinions as well. But let's go to Brian in Lake Mills on the old National Bank talk and text line. I believe he has a question about the Ashton Rotman, Josh DiMaggio trade. Josh, I'm trying to get away from talking about you and Ashton, but it's all everyone is clamoring about. So let's bring in Brian from Lake Mills. Welcome into Scalzone Brust on the old National Bank talk and text line.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. So I know this happened, obviously, on when Ashton was off on vacation. And it seemed like it was the running joke just because he was gone. Josh was filling in. And then it's kind of still carried on. So I listened to both shows. I am thoroughly confused still to right now if this is actually happening. Is this just a joke? Is this a short-term swap? But also then, if it's full-time, is Josh ready to be Chewy's punching bag? Because that's what Ashton was. So really curious, is this a joke or is this actually happening, and is it a short-term or long-term thing?
You know, Brian, that's a really good call. A lot of people have been texting. Our very own Alex Strofe, a part of the Scalzone Brust family in the company, has been confused. I will say this. You turn on your radio tomorrow at 7 a.m., our old boy Josh DiMaggio, with that cackle, is going to be Chewy's punching bag, and he will be there from 7 to 9. Ashton Rotman will be with us on Scalzone Brust from 4 to 6. Josh, anything to add?
I don't think I'm going to turn into Chewy's punching bag, because unlike Ashton, I just agree with Chewy out of reflex because it's funnier that way. So I'm always going to encourage him. So I think Gabe might have to be the one to get used to being Chewy's punching bag more often. But yeah, I'm not going to be on the show tomorrow. I'm going to be on Jen.
You're so fake tough.
I would add, I don't see Joshie being Chewy's punching bag either. I think they'll get along, but if for no other reason than, unlike the previous producer, Joshie has a spine. So he's not just going to roll over for Chewy. Look.
Why do you think I want Ashton? I know he doesn't have a spine. On Twitter, at @ScalzoneBrust, Peter chimes in. At @ScalzoneBrust got taken to the woodshed on the Josh DiMaggio trade. Show won't be the same without my man, BC. Whose idea, BC is an old Josh DiMaggio nickname, whose idea was it to let Ben make this drastic of a decision? Look, if you want to come at me, Josh and I have had our issues. We were working on them. Like, we had a couch therapy session. The show decision-making does not happen at my level. I don't have that power. Josh can confirm that. Confirm, Josh?
Confirmed.
Want to tell his dumb face he's an idiot and won't realize the magnitude of his decision until it's too late. Peter, if you see me, you can tell me to my dumb face that I'm an idiot. It won't be the first time, won't be the last, but I did not make this decision. This is ScalzoneBrust live from the Bog Golf Course in Saukville, the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. Had a wonderful day. Great breeze off the lake. Good cloud cover. Wonderful conditions for a great day of golf. Thanks to all of our partners who are involved. And I do want to get to your favorite commentators for big games, because I miss Berman. I miss him. They showed him, and I wanted it, and Ravitch, that's great. He's on ESPN, you know, Sunday Night Baseball and studio shows. He's all over it. But come on. Ravitch can put me to sleep, and that's what baseball does to people. The home run, back, gone. Next hit, back. I would have loved every second of that. We'll keep hearing from you, the ScalzoneBrust family. Keep weighing in on the Ashton Rotman, Josh DiMaggio trade, but we're going to hit some one or zeros next.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
You don't get to the NFC Championship 2 years in a row by accident. And you know what happens when Jordan Love's the starting quarterback? That front office and Matt LaFleur, they're going to have a tight sphincter, and they're not going to look the same.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Bog Golf Course in Saukville, the Arnold Palmer Design Course. I got it right there. We're at the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open on a beautiful Tuesday. Nice breeze off the lake, good golf weather, tons of great golf shots from my team. Very proud of our performance today. We left it all out on the golf course. But happy to be here with Justin Garcia, who's in for Greg Scalzo. It's Josh DiMaggio's last day on Scalzo and Brust. Greg Scalzo said goodbye yesterday. And very fitting that Josh and I, who have had the most issues with each other, are sending each other off into different parts of our lives today. And, you know, one thing I won't miss from Josh is his spelling errors in one or zero. So let's try it for one last time.
Are you a one or a zero? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
Everything okay over there? Can you guys hear me? Well, it would look like we lost our connection to Justin and Ben Brust right now. I could see them on the stream, which you can follow at Scalzo and Brust. Without anybody here to help me out on the show, I'm going to take a second here and go to a break, and we'll give this another shot in just a moment.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
Do you not understand how milk works?
Boy.
What is the 2% versus 1% versus this game?
If you had to guess, what would the difference be between whole milk, skim milk, 2%, 1%?
Whole milk, skim milk, 2%, 1%.
We just gave you the answer pretty much.
Whole milk is like, it's right from the cow.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Watching writhe in a weightless world, it's
at the Bog Golf Course in Saukville. There's no weather in the area. Josh, did we just completely go dead?
Yeah, that is exactly what happened. I fired off the one or zero sound, and I looked at you guys, and it seemed like you were a little slow on the uptake, because I was looking at both of you, and you kind of were just looking into the screen at me, and I was like, huh, I wonder if they accidentally muted themselves or, you know, what's going on here? And then I started getting, my phone started going off a lot, and I realized I was talking to no one specific. And luckily here, Strophy jumped on. He said, hey, let's do this, because I have no idea what went wrong there. It always seems to be...
Oh, Joshy, stop it. We know this is a Joshy sabotage. If you're not allowed in this show, you better just make it the Joshy show on the final rendition, right? Like, you're purposely sabotaging this. I don't know why you're playing dumb right now.
Yeah, as much as I would love to sabotage it, me sitting here alone behind this producer's bench and just looking, I think we lost him again. I'm going to be honest.
I think we did. I think we lost him.
I just watched them both walk away here. But to answer,
air quotes, lost him, by the way. Yeah. But go on. Yeah.
To answer your question, me behind this board producing with no one else to talk to, that's got nightmare fuel written all over it. I mean, I've got enough material till 5 p.m., but when it gets past that, what am I going to do? That's terrifying. I'm not going to...
Yeah, I've got a hard out at 4:45, Josh. So you've got about another 60 seconds of me. No, I'm just kidding. All right, well, we're going to try to figure this out as we go on. They're live at the ESPN Milwaukee Open. And we're just going to figure this out in the meantime, Josh. So I'm Alex Strope with you, at least for now, alongside Josh DiMaggio. Let's do it without him. Let's get into some one or zero.
Are you a one or a zero? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a one or a zero.
Yeah, I'm no Greg Scalzo, but Joshy DiMaggio has a bunch of questions he's going to throw at me, because we've got 15 minutes to burn here, baby. A lot of real estate. He's going to ask me a question. I'll say one for yes, zero for no. There is no gray area. Joshy, for the final time, take it away, pal.
Kylie Jenner is in some hot water recently because her private plane was tracked taking a 12-minute flight across Los Angeles, a distance she could have traveled by car in 30 minutes. She took the trip twice over the course of 3 days. One or zero, you would take a private plane 12 minutes if you were as rich as Kylie Jenner.
Oh, yeah, obviously. It's an easy one, Joshy, right? Like, I had this conversation a bit earlier with Matt Hamilton on Rutledge and Hamilton, which you can hear 2 to 4 on 100.5 ESPN Madison. It's easy. You could talk about Maseratis and Rolls Royces and all the nice cars you could drive this 30-minute distance with, but think about PJ living, Joshy, a private jet. That's as good as it gets. I'm filthy rich. I'm not spending my time on the interstate with a bunch of you peasants. I'm taking the PJ all the way.
I have a couple of hangups here because, well, one, if I was a billionaire, it would be hard for me to be modest and think of, you know, the rest of the peons, as we would put it. But, like, even traveling private, it's not like an autumn. It's not like you just get on a private plane and you're in the air. They're still waiting. There's still, like, a little bit of taxiing.
Sure.
Where it's like, at that point, have I saved myself that much time? Whereas I know traveling can be like in Los Angeles specifically, you can hit traffic and you'd be stuck for a long time. It just seems like kind of a lot of work, but I may be wrong in terms of that. And also, like, the environmental impact, not to bring it down here, but taking your plane for 12-minute trips two times in a week, you're not really doing us justice here.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Now, which Jenner is this? I screw them up. Which one's older? Which one's younger? Kylie's, do you know the answer?
Kylie's the youngest one.
Okay, so she's like, what, like early 20s?
Yeah, she is.
And she's, PJ living?
Yeah.
That is unbelievably cool. I'm a young dude, right? We've talked about this before, Josh. I'm 23. I'm not even close to the level of rich nor notoriety that Kylie Jenner's at.
No.
And she's taking 12-minute flights. Now, I will say, though, I told this story earlier as well, but I recently went to a wedding in Minneapolis, Josh. Instead of the four-hour car ride, I opted for the 45-minute plane ride. Now, I wasn't even in first class. I wasn't on a private jet. I was on a commercial airplane. But I opted for the 45-minute plane ride. Are you disappointed in that decision by me?
No, not necessarily. I could justify a 45-minute plane ride. I've taken plane rides that, because when you start going hours, that's when I can justify that move for you, because unless you're like with a bunch of people and it's a fun road trip, if it's just like you and your significant other in a car, it's like we're not going to have fun. We're just going to kind of sit there and do our own thing. So I totally understand. When you're cutting it down by more than 75%, why not?
Sure, but if you're cutting it down by 18 minutes, you don't really understand. I get your gripe with this. I don't really understand why people get so angry over stupid stuff like this, Joshy. The woman is worth more than everybody listening to the... maybe not. But me and you combined times like 10, right? Like, she's got just
probably
this outrageous
honestly.
Amount... Yeah, fair. Fair point. Wonderful. Now, I don't really get it. So my understanding is we have reconnected for the third time, which they do say third time's the charm, with Justin Garcia and Ben Brust. Guys, I don't know if you heard the question. Maybe Josh, you can tee up again. But we're talking about Kylie Jenner. Really, really interesting stuff here.
Yeah, guys.
You thought Kylie Jenner was worth double of what you were worth?
I said times 10.
Times 10
of us combined.
Times a
is that
thousand.
Low?
How much do you make?
Yeah, jeez, I want your Karma brand salary.
I don't know. I'm doing math off the top of my head, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, that don't ever do that again. This is the third time's the charm, as we are still at the bog. And Justin, if I could be selfish for a second, I think you'll love this. We're inside, and it is beautiful. Some nice air conditioning, because I was out on the course all day. And it is 1-0. So we're just going to reset this. I'm Ben Brust. That's Justin Garcia. We are your hosts. This is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. Thank you to Alex Stroh for helping out with Josh DiMaggio, as we literally did a fire drill and ran from the trailer inside. And we're here. And I got full bars on the technology. Everyone knows I'm the tech guy of the show, so that means we're not going to have any issues.
Do you want to say why we think we may have gone off the air?
Joshy, let's play some 1-0. What do you got for us?
Well, I'm going to move on here because all the people who are listening to this don't want to hear you guys re-answer the question we just did. Netflix has started charging households that share Netflix passwords. That shared network passwords an extra $2.99 a month for having multiple people using the same account. 1-0. Sharing passwords is a good thing for Netflix's business.
I'm gonna go with one because they've completely, their stock is horrible and dropping like a fly. But they're too late. Like,
well, yeah.
They're just too late. They were the first streaming platform that everyone, like, when people think of the first streaming platform that everyone went to, it was Netflix. They had the mass consumption. The unique thing about Netflix was they didn't have any ads on their program. So you paid the subscription fee, you got to watch whatever you want, and then there was more platforms. And then different programs were buying different TV shows to get on their platform, and so they didn't have as much content. Then they created their own content, which probably cost them money while not raising the overall price that they're charging consumers. And so, like, how is that a good business model when everyone is sharing passwords you weren't charging in the first place? They need to be 10 steps ahead of all of this, and now they're being left behind.
Well, 0 then, I think, is what you're looking for. That it would be it's not a good business model. So I'm confused. How
how are they determining households that are sharing? Like, you're just basing it on the amount
IP
of devices that are in there?
No, yeah, it's literally based on IP addresses. So if you are using, say, your parents' Netflix login in your apartment, technically that is not under the same household.
Right, Josh? Right. I'm the tech guy. I had that right.
Yeah. So you will be charged for that. Yeah, between you and Skelza, you guys might be a half a tech guy.
That's generous.
It is not good. I think it's going to lead to more backlash. And I think what they've done through the years of these gradual price hikes where it's like, I was paying $9.99 and now it goes up to $11.49. And then a year later, you get the notification, hey, your Netflix is actually going to be $12.49. If they would have just said, look, this is going to be a $5 increase. Here's the reasons why. It's going to give us more content, but we're paying $5. I think more people would have been fine with it.
Instead because people like Netflix original content.
Right. Instead of this, like, twice a year, sometimes more, here's the notification that your price is going
up. You
want to
know who did it right? YouTube TV. Like they increased it like $15, I want to say, last summer.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, sure, I'm joining right at the price increase, but, like, whatever, it's like I needed it at the time. I now have DirecTV Stream because I wanted to have Bally Sports Wisconsin on there. But, like, it was what I needed. And if Netflix is what you think you need, you're going to pay for what you want to consume. But they handcuff themselves by, like you said, nickel and diming a little bit too much.
But also, I don't think the price is what's most prohibitive. We touched on the Netflix original content. That's where they made their name. Once they became the total streaming and not just get DVDs in the mail, it was because of the shows like Orange is the New Black and House of Cards and everything else that Netflix was producing. Those have all kind of died off, and that's the reason why people are losing more interest. It's not household sharing, or the price increase.
Well, and they created the model for others. Like, yeah. There's original content on every single streaming platform now. You see Disney trying to do with movie releases. You see Hulu original series and et cetera. So, Josh, what we got next?
A woman in Michigan is suing a man for $10,000 after he stood her up on a date. One or zero. You've stood someone up on a date.
Zero. Stood someone up on a date, no. Realized that, like, I don't want...
Here we go.
What do you mean, here we go? Answer for me. Let's see. No.
Go ahead.
No. If you're going to go, here we go, I want to hear.
I mean, it sounded like you were getting to a yeah, but.
There's always a yeah, but. Okay. Yeah, I haven't stood anyone up, but... But if you recognize that it's not something you want to, like, do very
so what's
long.
The earliest you left a date?
Like after dinner. Like it's just like, all right, you come up with an excuse of why you have to
go
home.
So it wasn't like 10 minutes.
No. But
hang on, holy cow. This person never calls me.
I am rewatching How I Met Your Mother, and it's called The Lemon Law, where Barney, one of the characters, creates, like, within the first 5 minutes, if you don't want to continue to, like, go on the date, you just lemon law. And you say, like, I'm done, I'm not into you, and let's not waste each other's time. Which I actually think is a really good idea.
That's good, because we've all been on, where both of you know, too, like, this isn't work, but you don't want to be rude, that you just kind of...
And then you're also, like, you still want to be a gentleman, like, you pay for the bill, and you're like,
that.
Well, I know you're not a gentleman. goodness gracious, I hope your girlfriend texts in again with some dirt on you. Is that all we got, Joshy?
Just one more question for both of you, a little self-evaluation. One or zero, you guys are good at first dates?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, Joshy. One. Are you kidding me? I bring out the DVD binder.
Whoa.
No.
That sounds like date three.
I was going to say, as discussed on Scalzo and Brust, I bring out the DVD binder on, like, second or third date when, like, we're okay, like, hanging out in one-on-one intimacy in, like, an apartment. First date, maybe I'm not as good as I think, because is anyone good at a first date? It's awkward for everybody.
I don't think I'm bad. I wouldn't say good. Like, the awkwardness is, it's the first date, so you don't know the full personality, and what you're planning, if that's totally going to gel with what they're looking for.
The worst part about a first date is the girl that is, like, shy. And like, they're actually not shy, but they're going to be shy the entire first date because that is how they go about that. And then, like, you're like, I can't really get a true read if this first date is, like, going well or if they're actually just quiet all the time or will they eventually open up? Is it worth the time to, you know, reconsider going into a second date?
Yeah, I mean, if I had to say good or bad, I would say I'm good, but I think it's somewhere in the middle.
You're... lack of confidence saying you're good at first dates.
I just
is screaming out of your mouth right now.
I just said, like, I'm closer to good than I am to bad, but I'm not going to say, like, I'm great at first dates.
Can we get your girlfriend on the show? Yeah, I want to ask her about your first date.
She's out of the country right now, so.
That's a lie.
It's
again,
100% true.
Oh, man. Do you believe him, Josh?
No, I don't, actually.
It's actually Peace Corps, and then she was going to teach underprivileged kids for the next couple of weeks, actually. So
I hate you. Live from the Bog in Saukville, this is Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light at the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. Joshy, am I correct in thinking we should do Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss here and get everything back on track?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
All right, let's... Heck yeah. Justin, give me a heck yeah.
Sure.
Heck
yeah. Heck yeah.
Give me a strophe heck yeah. Come on, strophe.
He's gone. You guys turned him off, so I said he could go on his way.
Did you really think he was just...
Heck yeah.
Did you... Hey. Did you think he was just sitting there waiting around hoping you'd talk to him again?
I am. Kind of. Was that kind of sad? I mean,
It's kind of what you're supposed to do.
Well, I mean, Strophy and I are tight. I thought he was just hanging out, you know?
800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776 for your chance to win a gift card, but more importantly, the pride of beating me in Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? 15 questions in 90 seconds. Justin Garcia, your host in place for Greg Scalzo. Again, Are You Smarter Than Ben Bruss? 800-990-3776. Caller 4 next on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.